This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is a Tuesday, it's the 3rd of November, 2020.
Let's see, 4 years ago on the first Tuesday of November, there was an election. And what happened during that election? Well, we have the results of that having lived through the last 4 years, so we have the opportunity to do it all over again today. Or for the umpteen million of you that have already voted, because we really
million,
the
right?
people. Well, how many?
100 million or 101,
yeah.
Is it?
Pretty close to that. That's the voice of Victoria Keelan, along with Jennifer Horn, whose voice you will hear very shortly. My voice belongs to me. Hello.
Just taking a sip of coffee.
Who hasn't voted yet? That's other than me. The two of you have both voted, right?
Mm-hmm. I voted in person on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I went to the city hall yesterday to pay my taxes, and the city hall was closed. Because they were preparing for the in-person voting, which doesn't take place in City Hall, takes place outside. There's a box, one box outside City Hall. So they closed the entire City Hall down, the mayor did, mostly because she doesn't get it. But other than that, and so everybody's going to pay their taxes, they couldn't do it.
Wow.
You think they never
miss an opportunity for that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so for those of you who have not voted yet, we have some voting do's and don'ts to go through. I wonder a couple of things ancillary to what's going on today. This fence that was erected around the White House, this is to ward off protests or what?
This is happening in big cities all around the country, is that there are a lot of businesses that are just boarding up. I know in Los Angeles, police have been on tactical alert since Saturday. Beverly Hills has started boarding everything up. Downtown LA, boarding everything up. New York City, boarding stuff up because they're trying to get ahead of the protesters. And that kind of bothers me, and not protesters. If you have to board something up, that's those are rioters. But mm-hmm. I think what bothers me is that instead of making a stand saying we're not going to tolerate violence on election night, instead of saying something like that, they just board up the businesses and go home. And I think that's the wrong message. I think that should be zero tolerance. You shouldn't – and this
jail.
Is true for – yeah, and this is true on – like for both sides of the aisle. A pending – riot, a pending disruption to our way of life is voter intimidation. We talk about voter suppression a lot. Mm-hmm. That is the ultimate in that, is holding people hostage. I mean, I'd almost classify that as domestic terrorism. That's not someone who's outraged about something going right. It's someone who's using an election to cause
It's bowing
trouble.
Down to pressure that's acknowledging that we think or that someone goes along with the idea of violent protesting. Listen, American was founded on protests. I'm a big protester. I'm happy to protest whatever. But I'm not going to take a gun with me. I'm not going to take a pipe. I'm not going to drive my car into the wall. And so the responsibility falls back on who thinks this is a good idea and how did you get that idea? Where the difference, and some of the influence, I think, comes from outside. It really this year,
well,
especially.
And people who are getting ready to bust into Bergdorf Goodman in New York City, they're not people who have voted, and they're not people who care about the system of democracy.
They're not good Americans, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think that, like, I don't like lumping people in with, you know, and this happened a lot with the Black Lives Matter protest. We saw lots of agitators who were not even there for the movement. They were taking advantage of the movement,
yeah.
and they were capitalizing on it, and maybe that's, I guess, what everyone thinks is going to happen again.
The agitators are the ones. See, I don't think the thing is this. On election night, I don't know what you're protesting yet on election night. The fact that people are building in for violence already is not protest. That's not because you're just so overcome by election results. It's because you're out there trying to cause trouble.
Yep.
And so the people in D.C. that have been mobilizing Black Lives Matter Plaza, I think is what they're calling it. And they've got big DJs and they've got big video screens and they're going to be following election results. And literally Axios reported on this the other day. And so it's not like this is coming from Fox News or from, you know, some right wing source. Axios talked to one of the organizers of that and said, she says, oh yeah, we've been practicing lots of election meltdown simulations. Those are her words, not my words. And what does that mean? You're going to take people who come to Black Lives Matter Plaza, which is supposed to be something positive, I would imagine, right? And you're going to have election meltdown scenarios so that you can use those people as pawns to try to cause trouble? I don't know. It just, it doesn't feel right. I feel like no matter what happens today, and again, it could be anything. I mean, there's a million different scenarios.
There are.
And truly, nobody can take anything to the bank in this year because there's so many different factors at play. I don't really know what's going to happen. I don't think anybody who's being honest can tell you what's going to happen.
It's true.
But we need to celebrate the fact that we are not perfect, but that we have a great democracy and that eventually it's my hope that the will of the people will win. And, you know, I'd rather see someone win in big numbers so that we don't have to go into the courts, whether it's my guy or not, because I think it's better for the country.
I agree with that, too.
The longer this goes on, the worse it's going to be for all of us.
And the fact that if, in fact, the popular vote goes with electoral votes, that'd be even better. So here we have in New Hampshire a couple of small communities that traditionally have cast their ballots just after midnight on election day.
Cobbler's Notch or
Cobbler's? Well,
why after midnight?
Dixville Notch, because that's
Dixville
actually
Notch.
Day.
That's right. They're every right. Every election, Victoria, these guys go and vote. There's like four people in the town.
Oh, and like midnight, like this morning. Midnight.
Right.
They get to go.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
what's
yeah.
the outcome?
The outcome is that Joe Biden won over Donald Trump in an era where, you know, there's...
This is like awful. Six people?
Yeah.
Well, this was the first time in 60 years since Nixon won all of the 9 votes cast there over John F. Kennedy. There have been, like, last year, 4 years ago, Hillary Clinton won 4 votes and 2 went to Trump. One went to Gary Johnson, the liberal, remember him?
Yeah, what is Aleppo?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's Aleppo?
I think he thought it was an animal. I really do.
What is Aleppo?
Right. Is that like a llama? He was so ill-prepared.
Well, and the, you know, the sad thing is this time around, I think there is a libertarian candidate, and her name is
Jo Jorgensen.
Yeah, Jo Jorgensen. And she's actually been polling at like 2.7%. I mean, she's enough to actually make a difference to either candidate. And I mean, I think
I don't remember
honest,
seeing that on my ballot.
Yeah, she's there. And the funny thing is, the reason I know she's a she mm-hmm. is because I was talking to my cousin who's not happy with either candidate now.
Mm-hmm.
She made a choice and voted for one of them. But she was like, yeah, maybe I'll vote for Jo Jorgensen. I'm like, oh, he must be, is he the new Gary Johnson? She went, she. So apparently she didn't get as much notoriety, but still on the ballot, along with Kanye West in many states, not in every state.
Is Jo, is she on the ballot in every state? I'm really thinking back on my ballot.
You had, I mean,
I just saw Trump and Biden.
I had about 6 candidates for presidency on my ballot.
Huh.
So it was the two of them and then 4 others. And the only one, I had Kanye West and Rocky Delgado or something like that. And I had Jo Jorgensen, and there were 2 other people I didn't recognize. So, yeah, there are other people on there, other choices. It's enough to be a spoiler. All right, we'll take a break here, but there's a new poll that I can't wait to share with Victoria. This one is maybe the most meaningful of election season. I can promise you that. And, it's done by the New York Times, so it's got some teeth behind it. As the DJ V show continues at 15 minutes past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. That means it could be you, your best man, your worst man. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org to know where you stand. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your healthcare easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan, and we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the mice nest.
Mice nest?
Yes, mice nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, 17 at the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan on Election Day 2020. There's a new poll out, Jen. What did you find in the poll?
This is my favorite poll ever of election season. Okay.
Really?
A strong majority of women named Karen
okay.
are voting for Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden over President Trump. This is according to a study released Monday. Over the past 2 months, the New York Times and Siena College have conducted polls in almost every single battleground state, creating a large database of likely voters and their preferences. So they decided to match those preferences up with their first name. Of those with the first name Karen, the study found 60% are voting for Biden. The figure fell to 57% when considering data from those who support neither candidate. Now, next were women named Barbara and Lisa, of whom 58 and 54% respectively said they were voting for Biden. Now, Trump's got a little fun, too. Ready? Men named Richard, and you can figure out the
nickname.
The name game.
Men named Richard and Thomas fell on either side of the spectrum. 64% of those named Richard were voting for Trump. 61%
so
of those
all
named
the dicks
Thomas
voted for Trump.
Bracket that, voting for Trump. There you go.
I know two Richards who voted for Trump, so that's kind of funny. Yeah.
No
I don't
Karen
know
who voted for Biden?
I don't know any Karens at all. Do you? I feel like it's not like
there
it's a
lot
generational
of them in
thing,
public
right?
view with all the Karen I know. Stories around. Yeah.
I just thought that was.
I do know
funny.
A Karen.
Karen
that's
and Richard.
And she would be voting for. Yeah, exactly. All right. So in terms of do's and don'ts, Dems, Dats, do's and don'ts. If you want to make a political fashion statement, you may want to check your rules. Every state has different rules. I guess some restrict. Yeah, you can't wear anything into the voting area, T-shirts,
you can wear
that
clothes,
kind of stuff.
Just nothing
yeah.
that says Trump, Biden.
Leave your MAGA hat
or
Joe 2020 T-shirts. No, I can't take any of that stuff. Let's see. Some states have gone further. California, Delaware, Kansas, Montana, New Jersey, New York, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont.
Be careful in those states because they'll turn you away. And if you've been waiting on a long line, that's a horrible thing to have happen if you get all the way to the front and then you get turned away.
Yeah, pretty silly. These are all places where we have radio stations listening to us. So let's see. Some of 100 feet. Just come on. Give it a rest. All right. Enough already. Stay. Leave the stuff at home. Go vote. That's what's important. You're not going to convince anybody. Wearing some kind of stupid shirt or carrying a sign or putting a sticker on
Well, let's be honest. It's not to convince anyone. It's to intimidate and it's to agitate. That's
Are we that soft that we'd be intimidated by stuff like that?
Well, when people are showing up with open carry guns to the polls in some states, yeah, that's a little intimidating.
Mm-hmm. Vote for my guy or I'm going to shoot you. There we go. That's the American way. I suppose in America speaking, I go... Back in my history to the Teapot Dome era and other places, there's been a lot of skullduggery in a free elected society like we have. 21 at the hour on voting day on the JV program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
After here on the DJV program, music in this hour, as we start with Dolly and the old story that she wasn't really married, she didn't really have a husband, and he didn't really exist. His name is Carl Dean, and Dolly and Carl have been married for 54 years, but there were a lot of people who thought, nah, that's not really new, because she's never with him. And so Dolly has discussed this theory on an interview with Entertainment Tonight. She said, quote, a lot of people have thought through the years that was the case because he does not want to be in the spotlight. It's just not who he is. He's a quiet, reserved person. He's figured if he ever got out there and all that stuff, he'd get he'd never get a minute's peace. And he's pretty much right about that. I've always respected and appreciated that in him. I've always tried to keep him out of the limelight as much as I can. He said, I didn't choose this world, I chose you, and you chose that world. But we can live our lives separately and together, and we do, and we have. We've been married 56 years, they've been together 56 years. They've been married 54, apparently. They got married May 30th, 1966. They have never had any children. Parton did help raise her siblings. As if you'll know her story, that was one of the important things that shaped her, I think, actually. She's in a lot of earlier interviews, she's joked that part of the secret behind her marriage is because of the busy lifestyle. They say, how does it last 50 years? I say, 47 of these years I was gone. And an appearance on the Today Show with Hoda Parton shares some hilarious advice about how to quarantine with somebody who you might not see all the time. She said, quote, I'd say if you're trapped in the house with him, you might want to be in separate rooms. The reason it worked for me is because I've stayed gone. I can't get away now. I'm stuck there.
I have a feeling she's got a lot of room in that Dolly house. I don't think they're living in like a two-bedroom, do you?
Yeah, right. No, I think they're okay. So that's the Dolly story on how to make your marriage last. For those of you who wonder about those sorts of things. Listen, everybody's different. We all have different ways of
I also think she's being kind of funny. I think she really probably loves being with her husband.
Yeah.
I think album that she wrote, I think it was early 2019, it was the whole album is a love, it's just one big love song to him. It's really sweet.
It's cool. All right, next up musically here, coming on 26 past the hour, Mickey Guyton, Travis Denning, and Dustin Lynch. among the artists performing part of the upcoming Farm Rescue Benefit Concert being held in Nashville. It's a virtual event, partnering between Farm Rescue and John Deere. Takes place the 9th of next month at Brooklyn Bowl in Nashville. Proceeds will benefit farmers affected by COVID. And COVID, believe me, there are thousands of them. The government relief package you've heard me talk about before, that hasn't gone to the farm families that need it. It makes them very vulnerable. So the families carrying the health burden because they don't have health insurance, the pressure to produce, grow more food, stresses of maintaining a viable operation on the farm today, no respect for farmers at all. It just is disgusting, frankly, from one farmer to all of you. The Farm Must Go On by John Deere. It's free for viewing at 8 p.m. via YouTube. Donations collected during the event were, you know, they had already Farm Aid. So this is another one of those attempts, concerts to get people to pay attention because the situation on farms is dire. Losing them right and left. Farm Rescue will actually is the overview here. Stated mission is that we are here to help farmers who have experienced major setbacks like illness or natural disaster to get the equipment and the labor force necessary to continue with this year's harvest. So nobody can argue with that, frankly. That's something to check out. So the YouTube channel would be called just that, Farm Rescue. Is that?
Yeah.
Say that. Yeah. Might be on John Deere's. John Deere's probably.
I think it's on both. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. All right. Something to think about as it takes place. And so, listen, December 9th, that's the date. It's 28 after the hour.
Here's tonight's top automotive tech story on Mick Miles. GMC has introduced the 2022 Hummer EV Edition 1, the first of its kind, Supertron. It's driven by the next generation EV propulsion technology that enables unprecedented off-road capability, extraordinary on-road performance, and an immersive driving experience. Additional technologies will complement the truck's range and capabilities to enhance and elevate every excursion. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. The fully automatic all-wheel drive system is capable of transferring 100% of available engine power to the rear wheels when necessary. The enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions, and it's the only minivan to offer all-wheel drive and stow-and-go seating and storage. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court decision on voting in Pennsylvania is a very dangerous one. Trump tweeted in a post that was flagged by Twitter, calling it disputed and might be misleading. President Trump Monday called a U.S. Supreme Court decision that said Pennsylvania could allow mail ballots through Friday dangerous, adding it would lead to violence. The Supreme Court last month ruled 4-4 to keep a lower court decision in place that allows ballots postmarked by Election Day to be counted for another 3 days despite Republican objections. Election Day is here. Be sure to get your civic duty done if you have not already done so. An unidentified British businessman is so confident President Trump will win re-election, he put up $5 million with a bookie in Curaçao. Now, if he wins, he'll be $15 million richer. We'll find out. USA Radio News election coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Will new voters from out of state help turn Texas blue? USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
The term used here is Californication, and it's what seems to be happening in this typically red state. A large majority of new voters are from Democrat-run states. They're moving into Texas for a better life and to escape the high cost of homes and taxes where they come from. Will they bring blue votes with them, or will Texas's still affordable way of life have them seeing red? Early voting alone in Texas is higher than the total that voted altogether in the 2016 presidential election. So Tuesday in Texas could be a toss-up. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
NASCAR's Final Four has been determined. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
Kevin Harvick won 9 races this season and easily took home the regular season championship. But he won't be racing for NASCAR's top prize as he was eliminated from the championship playoffs on Sunday. Harvick was a favorite to take home the title, but after spinning out on the final lap at Martinsville and finishing 17th, Harvick ended up on the outside looking in. Instead, Joey Logano, Denny Hamlin, Brad Keselowski, and Sunday's race winner Chase Elliott advanced to next week's season finale at Phoenix to race for the 2020 championship. From the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Be sure to check out our USA Radio News election coverage beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour, that's the DJV time. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Don't forget the DJV download. Somebody, excuse me, I think this was a loving message. Somebody sent me the, well, we were looking at the numbers yesterday, how many people are listening to the podcast, and there are a lot of them. The numbers are going up nicely, but one person referred to it as the DJV dump. So, excuse me.
Wait, and you think that's loving?
I think it. It's a. I mean, it's kind
of. Have you just been running a marathon? Like
I have been.
I know, right? You sound like.
Yeah. All right. So the most recent DJV download is me huffing and puffing, and I'm going
to blow you out. The show now.
I
was multitasking on my Peloton.
Yes, I was multitasking. Matter of fact. Sean Connery and his life and legacy. Lori Loughlin, a part of the DGV download. Discussion about blonde radio co-hosts. Yes, yes. And the nice tribute Chrissy Teigen paid her child that did not survive. And then there's the, should we start a daily thing? Forced monkey labor news. That's in the DGV. It's actually pretty disgusting, frankly. Get right down to it. Johnny Depp seems to have lost his libel suit against the tabloid in England, The Sun, branded him a wife beater. And the courts say that wasn't libelous. So what was it then? What do you When you look at this
what matters judge, if it's not libelous, it's truth, right?
In the judge's comments, he actually said that that he proved the necessary elements for cause of libel, but that essentially what the Sun published turned out to be substantially true. Mm-hmm. So we and I guess, you know, when Johnny Depp was going back and forth with Amber Heard, his ex-wife, I mean, this was like 3 weeks long of hideous. Well, it was great if you're reading it and you're not either one of them, but yeah. It was hideous testimony. And he accused her of pooping in their bed. I mean, got real. And basically, I guess the judge doesn't think that she did that. So it just went back and forth. It was nuts. It was absolutely nuts. He was passed out on the toilet and she would take pictures of it. It was the most dysfunctional relationship.
Like a bad marriage.
Oh, yeah.
It sounded like a good place to be.
Horrible.
All right, as we're in England, we'll check on the prince. Apparently, William has been diagnosed with the virus, or he had been earlier on. So why now? This is back in April. Why is it just coming
out
now? And why? What's the lesson here? Did he handle himself well?
Weird.
He didn't handle himself well. What's the story?
Well, I guess he had shortness of. He had shortness of breath, and I guess he had, they're claiming, again, this is the Sun, they said that he was pretty, you know, he was knocked down pretty hard for it. I guess he was out for like a week and a half. He didn't do any appearances or anything. Kate Middleton and their kids did not get it, but his diagnosis happened right after Prince Charles came forward with his diagnosis. Prince Charles kind of used it as like an awareness thing, you know, hey, I'm older, you know, this is a, you know, take the virus seriously kind of a thing.
Right.
And then I guess Prince William's reasoning for keeping it quiet was, this sounds stupid, but he said that he didn't want to worry anybody because the second and third in line to the crown would both be down with coronavirus
That's
at the same time.
So English.
It's so English, but it's also so stupid for figureheads. You know, it's like it doesn't really matter. I know they take it seriously. I lived in London, so like I get it. The royal family's a big deal, but I don't know. I think
the thing that I have an issue with is that celebrities, or like now we're talking about royalty, they say they've had it once they're over it. And I get that, and I know everybody gets their right to privacy to go through things, but just as someone who went through COVID, and I've said it a million times, the thing that was most scary is when you get that diagnosis, you don't know what happens next. And wouldn't it be nice if one of these people actually, like, went through it publicly so that we knew that we'd be okay, you know,
exactly.
That we'd actually have someone who's going through it.
Profile.
Yeah. Right. And I feel like a lot of people will just be like, oh, yeah, I had coronavirus back in March. Well, what does that do for now? I mean, it's great that you're okay. I'm happy. But could you have used it to help people?
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of love, we got a couple. Might as well stay in England for a while. They have started accelerating over in England, the AstraZeneca virus vaccine being co-developed with the University of Oxford, which I find very interesting. The health regulator there, different than what we have going on here, is doing what's called a rolling review that'll speed up the process. Regulators looking at clinical data while they talk to AstraZeneca about actually manufacturing the vaccine. In England, they recently started to review the process for another vaccine. This one is from Pfizer. And other companies that are working over there, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna is there and here. So what effect is Brexit going to have on all of this? I think that still is a question. It's been lost, that whole discussion about Brexit amid the virus, because there are a million cases of virus now in England, a population of about 60 million. Does anybody really know? I'm an Anglophile. I still don't understand what really is going on, because it seems to me that the population is very confused as well in England. I don't think they knew what they were voting on in the first place. Frankly,
I don't think people understood. They understood the broad strokes of it,
right?
But I don't think they understood how.
It was an immigration vote. It was an immigration vote.
I don't think they understood how it would trickle down into, like, I mean, every part of their world is affected. You know, so I don't know. I don't.
And it ruins the lives of lots of people.
It does.
Who depended on intercontinental travel, like interstate travel here. How many businesses do you know that have, so, you know, big, huge companies, Walmart, some of these other companies that have offices or stores everywhere? And, English companies, I know the family that owns Nando's, the chicken outfit, and they're headquartered in England. It's a South African family, but they're headquartered in England, but they have stores all over Europe. And I'm surprised they haven't come to America, because they would give Chick-fil-A a pretty good run for their money, frankly. What a mess. Sean Connery passing away. We were talking about that a few minutes ago. There was a fake letter that circulated, supposedly from Sir Connery to Steve Jobs. Remember him? He was the co-founder of Apple. And that has made the rounds on social media after Sean died. The fake letter is a product of a site called Scoopertino. Anybody ever go to that site? I don't know.
Well, everyone knows about it now on social media because this letter has been... This is from 1998. So this is an old story. Well, it's actually 2011, but the letter was dated 1998. It's an old story, but now with Sean Connery dying and kind of was reborn, and people think it's real, and they're retweeting it and they're passing it around on social media, but it's a fake.
Well, but why is it now, other than a way for them to get it's an opportunity for them to get the
Scoopertino is a humor. Scoopertino is a humor site, and they post satirical articles about Apple. So Cupertino is the headquarters, so that's why it's called Scoopertino. So this typewritten letter, it looks like it's a legitimate letter. It's dated 1998, and apparently it's kind of funny, but it's from Sean Connery to Steve Jobs, and it says, quote, "I do not sell my soul for Apple or any other company. I have no interest in changing the world as you suggest. You are a computer salesman, and I am effing James Bond." So apparently the premise of it was that Steve Jobs had asked Sean Connery to appear in an Apple commercial, which is hilarious anyway, in 1998.
Right.
That would never happen. But like I said, this got a lot of attention. So, no, Sean Connery. And for years, people didn't have actual evidence of this. And this has been a rumor that Sean Connery had written a nasty letter to Steve Jobs, but no one had actually produced the letter. And so now the letter's circulating.
Okay. So here's an example of age difference, generational difference. When I mentioned the Teapot Dome scandal earlier on, Victoria wasn't sure what I was talking about. So now we'll do this turnabout as fair play. We just talked about Scoopertino. You know what Scoopertino is. I haven't the slightest idea. I didn't have a clue. So is that generational? I don't know.
No, it's niche. If you hate on Apple, or if you're a big Apple fan, those are the people who read Scoopertino. And it's just, like I said, it's just satirical articles about stuff going on at Apple. It's very inside. Nerds
okay,
read
so
it.
Here's, I found, we were cleaning out an old area of the barn yesterday, and I found an old Apple, a Mac computer, white, and I opened it up. I'm curious as to who it belonged to and what was on it. So how do I plug it in and see if it'll work? What happens?
I would turn it on first, yeah, see what happens.
Right. What's likely to happen? Am I going to find
something? It'll either
something
turn else? On or it won't.
Right. That's
you it,
might want
really?
To just take it to, like, the Geek Squad or something.
The Geek Squad, okay.
I don't even, how old is it? Because the Geek Squad is going to look at him like he has four heads. Like, that's like bringing a Victrola into Best Buy for repair.
Sure.
I mean, like, that's not going to work.
I feel like you should go outside of yourself for this, though. You should find someone to help.
Yeah.
Well, it was probably your daughter's, right?
I'm going to bring
school?
It with me this weekend to California and let the kids plug it in and see what.
Oh, it's a laptop?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, all right. That was probably your daughter's.
I know a good computer repair shop in Delaware if you want to.
I was going to say, you could go where Hunter Biden left his.
Yeah. Right. See what's there.
Rudy Giuliani will end up with it, but yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, some changes at Dancing with the Stars coming up in a matter of moments here. For those of you who are watching it, 44 after the hour, here's my suggestion. This is a daily suggestion, a frequent suggestion of how you can get yourself into shape. This is an awesome health supplement. I like the way Jennifer takes it at nighttime, goes, "See you later, alligator." I don't know whether you have ever taken it or not, Victoria. Have you ever even gotten any of Calitrin? You got any?
I just got some.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Aha! All right. So... what are you going to use it for? Helping
I will report back
go
to you.
Sleep? Oh, you will?
Yep.
Okay. Reporting live from Victoria's bedroom is Victoria Keelan on how to get the most from Calitrin. Actually, no joke here. Taking it consistently is very important. Every night, take the four capsules or four drops, because there's liquid as well. You can get either capsules or liquid. And then find at toploss.com. there's a consultant. Your personal consultant will help you posting your results. There's so much there. Go to the Facebook page. Actually, there's a contest on their Facebook page, Calitrin. Facebook.com/Calitrin, where you can snap a photo of yourself holding a bottle of Calitrin, post it to their page with the tag hashtag Calitrin selfie, and then you talk about how you are using the product, how successful it is, all that stuff, and they'll send you a free month of Calitrin for having done that. Not a bad deal, right? It helps them, it helps you. Better health, you'll get losses around your belly, pounds will go away, helps you sleep better, digestion is better, it's just so safe because it's all natural, all good. Go to toploss.com and use the checkout code DJV, so you have to pay for shipping. You get the 3-in-3 deal, buy 3 and get 3 free, not only of the Calitrin product itself, but the other things they have there that are all natural, like the belly buster, will help you get rid of the fat that may be left over from losing the weight. All that for you right now at toploss.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, let's see who Jeannie May is. I should let the ladies talk about this because I don't know. I'm not watching.
Jeannie Mai, Dancing with the Stars.
I got that.
Jeannie Mai, yep.
She was on. She's not anymore because what did she do? She fell down or she can't dance?
No.
She can't dance. Don't
no,
ask
no.
me.
She, I don't know how this was discovered, but she had to abruptly leave the show because the doctors found she was diagnosed with epiglottis, mm-hmm. and that's a potentially life-threatening condition
right.
that causes swelling and blocks airflow to
yes.
the lungs. So she has yes. to have surgery. And I'm not sure what else she has to do after that, maybe physical rehabilitation or what. But she was actually doing really well on the show. I've been enjoying this whole season, and she was good. So
was Tom Bergeron, you were enjoying it?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I would have liked it better if he was there, but, you know, I like all the contestants. I like the new format. I think it gave it a whole new life. It definitely was feeling stale. It needed some energy. So I think that they've done a really good job. Tyra has way calmed down. So it's a lot less about Tyra. I think she got the note. I think yeah. she got America's
from the
note.
Principal. Yeah.
Yeah. I think right. America was like, calm down, girl. So she mm-hmm. has. So, yeah, it's good. It's fun.
All right. There's a new quiz show called The Chase with all of the Jeopardy winners. Is that who is the greatest of all time tournament?
Mm-hmm.
Is that? That's
Ken
on
Jennings.
ABC.
Ken Jennings, James Holzhauer, and Brad Rutter. They're all going to be on this new show together.
Who's
it's a quiz
host?
Show. Someone from The View. Sarah Haynes.
Haynes. Yeah,
I don't know who that is. I don't watch The View. But.
All right, 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three past the hour. It's Tech Talk time here on Election Day. It's Victoria's chance to shine. Victoria Keelan, who does all of our tech stuff, is going to start by a focus on LinkedIn. I've never really gotten LinkedIn. People have tried to get me to join. I never quite gotten the impact of it. What about you, Victoria?
I'm on LinkedIn, and it can be really useful. I've been in and out of it for a while. It's a great way to stay connected to people in your industry, and that's actually what LinkedIn is doing right now. I love this program. It's called Career Explorer Feature. And so this is a new thing that they've done with Microsoft. And as we know, there are a lot of Americans right now, 8.4 million Americans, who are still on unemployment and have lost their jobs due to the pandemic. So this new tool actually displays careers that job seekers can transition to by finding skills that overlap with their previous jobs. And so the tool ranks the skills in order of importance depending on the job position. So LinkedIn users can also identify skills that they would need to build to make a career if they want to pivot to something else. So once a user clicks on a skill that they need to build, then they're launched into a list of LinkedIn courses that they can take to improve on that skill. So basically, this is a career counseling tool where if you have lost your job, especially if you're in, you know, as we know, if you're in retail or if you're in the food service industry, the hotel industry, although a lot of those jobs have been lost, they may never come back. And so a lot of people are left wondering, well, how do I take the skills that I've learned from my job experience and how do I transition to a new career? That's what this tool does.
I think
it's fantastic.
A great idea. Yeah,
yeah, it's fantastic. And LinkedIn does a lot of research, too. Here's some cool stuff they found. So they found that the new tool can actually help food servers transition to a customer service role. They found that there's a 71% skill similarity between those two careers. It includes customer service, time management, teamwork, cashiering, and other skills that you have in the food service world that can actually translate really well into customer service. As for a store manager, LinkedIn found that the job position has a high similarity to a salesperson role, which is probably not something that you would think might go together. So the tool identified retail inventory management, merchandising, other common skills, and they highlighted customer service. So here's why this is important. 45% of job seekers in this LinkedIn survey have not tried to make a career change because they don't know where to start.
Right.
And 33% don't think that they are qualified to move into a different industry. So this tool with Microsoft is actually aiming to help 25 million people worldwide by the end of this year by giving them free access to training and digital skills and helping people realize, you know what, if you've been doing X, you can now also, you know, move into this other career, and they help you transition. So I think it's really fabulous. If you are unemployed, get on LinkedIn immediately. It's a great, great tool, and this new feature, I think, is just really wonderful.
Yeah, good. All right, here's some more about that confusing Google Pixel smartphone lineup.
The Geek Out. The Google Pixel lineup is a bit confusing. Earlier this year, we got the Pixel 4a, and this month, now we've got the Pixel 4a 5G and Pixel 5. Now, both of these are 5G compatible, but the 4a is the COVID-delayed mid-range phone, and the 5 is supposed to be the new flagship device. Problem is, the differences between the two may not justify the $200 price gap, and the 5 is actually a slightly smaller phone. More importantly, as a flagship, the 5 doesn't really compete with other brands' top devices, but it is less expensive by at least $300. Pixels are great Android options, but make sure you've researched all the differences between the models, and to help you out, we've tweeted some links over at The Geek Out.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
All right, let's move back into the focus, or the force, if you will, is force with us is a good question. Apple has a big announcement, or I guess they're going to have one. This is the announcement about the announcement, right?
Right. They announced a One More Thing event for November 10th. That will be we're probably going to see the new Macs, the new Mac desktop computers. This will be the first ones that are running on Apple's silicon chips instead of the Intel processors that they've been using since 2005. So the language is notable. The One More Thing phrase has been used by Apple for a long time, particularly by former CEO Steve Jobs. He used that in keynotes for significant product announcements. The last time Apple used the phrase was in 2017 for the announcement of the iPhone X. So there could be something pretty big here, but, you know, Apple likes their secrecy, and they like their showmanship. So on November 10th, we'll find out.
Well, I guess if you're interested, and a lot of people are, that would be a big day. I think I'll take a nap. But, that's just me and what my focus is. My focus is on making sure we get out of here on time. 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.